This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, once again, on Kingdom Pursuits, we have poster children from How Does God Take Your Passion and Uses It to Build the Kingdom? You know, first off, we have Heath Playcheck, and, you know, there's not a lot of people who have a passion for prison, but I guess it could happen. No, I'm just kidding. He has a passion. He has a passion for those who are experiencing it. And also, Jerry, let me just say, and you may not know this, Heath, but, you know, one of the biggest joys I get from letters from listeners is how many prisoners listen to the Truth Network. And how many people tell me, you know, Robbie, when I was in prison, I used to love your riddles, and I always used to have to go and do this. And I've even been asked to speak in certain groups that of people that, you know, support groups, people getting out of prison and stuff, because they listen, right? And so we're so grateful.
So that's part of the group that encourages you to do the riddles. Is that right?
Well, There's just somebody, certain people that have certain humor. They like Beth Ann. She can laugh. See, she's laughing right now.
Yeah, I'm laughing. Yeah, you're right.
But nonetheless, Heath, believe me when I tell you, there are a lot of prisoners are actually listening right this moment to Kingdom Pursuits. And so Heath works with CLI, Prison Alliance, and you guys provide Bibles for those that may be listening right now. And so I was curious myself, Heath, if somebody was in prison, what do they do in order to get one of your Bibles?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the best way to reach out and connect with CLI is to write a letter. And that is how most of our inmates learn about us, if they haven't learned about us through one of our donated Bibles or books that include information on how to contact us. The easiest way is to just write us a letter, and we will send you more information on CLI.
Yeah, and I, you know, we're going to have stories from Heath today, all sorts of wonderful stuff from CLI and, you know, what they're doing, especially with the campaign that's going on right now, you know, Bibles for Prisoners. And, of course, you know, one of my favorite things I get to, you know, invest in, like in the kingdom, through people that are at the point where, you know, God's sowing into them, giving them an opportunity for repentance. And this time of year, you can't help but think of that because we're coming up on, you know, what for a lot of us is the biggest holiday of the year. You know, how wonderful is it that Jesus rose again? And so at Pinedale Christian Church, they got a big event, one of the neatest I've heard about in a long time. And so we got Pastor Matthew Sink is with us. And, Pastor, you guys are doing it up big this year.
We are doing it up big. I'm sorry, Robbie.
No, it's okay. You're with me.
We are doing something big. And that feels awfully nice after the year we've had to be able to get the church family together as one group for Easter. It's been a long year, you know?
Oh, man, let me tell you. And so it is. It is really, really big. And Jerry, this is your church, so you're excited too.
I'm definitely excited about it. Not only is it for, you know, bringing the local church, Pinedale, together, but it's also a great opportunity for a community event. I mean, Matthew can kind of tell us a little bit about what we're looking at and stuff and how we're doing it a little different. And it's going to be sort of putting our feet in the water in an area that we've never really done before as far as an event like this.
So it is literally the biggest prison break ever. I'm just telling you. And so, as you might have guessed, speaking of prison, I have to punish you a little bit. So I don't know if you heard this, but in 2019, you know, people used to say school was prison. So if that was the case for your youngsters, they're now under house arrest. Just tell me.
That was cute, Robbie.
You know, I grew out of that, yeah. So, you know, for those of you in prison, you know, you can't answer this one because it's too easy. What do you call smoothies that are made in prison?
What do you call smoothies that are made in prison?
Those would be shakedowns. You have to have a little bad taste in here, otherwise it just wouldn't be me. You know, it just wouldn't be me. So, and my favorite on the list, which I always, you know, save the best for last, here you go. So you may have heard this one, Jerry, but a prisoner walks into the bar and his cellmate looks over and yells over his book, "Are you blind?" Think about it, Beth Ann. It will come to you.
I hope not.
He ran into the bar, no doubt. You know, it happens. So with that said, you've never heard that before. Yeah, that's fresh stuff. So
that it is.
So who had the best prison break in the Bible? Who had the best prison break in the Bible? If you have that, we got stuff for you, right, Beth Ann? You just call us at 866-348-7884. And Beth Ann, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie, we got lots of great stuff inside the Truth Prize Closet. Books galore. We've got T-shirts and all kinds of great different truth swag that could be yours.
Yes, those are actually Jesus Labor Love T-shirts that were provided by
the
Jesus
Day.
They do. You'll be styling and profiling. 866-348-7884. Just tell us who had the best. This is subjective, so you can't be wrong. Who had the best prison break in the Bible? Come on now. You got to go for that. So, Heath, I didn't get a chance to ask you this on the Christian Car Guy show, which he was just with us. But, Heath, how long have you been with CLI?
I've been with CLI for 7 months now.
And so how did that come about? How did God make this arrangement for you?
Well, for 2 years prior to coming on board at CLI, I was directing a mobile medical ministry in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And prior to that, I had served as the executive director in my hometown, Newburgh, Oregon, of a Christian nonprofit called Love in the Name of Christ. And I've just always been in that space of being in community outreach efforts in partnership with the local church to reach any and everybody with the gospel, but primarily through meeting tangible physical needs that people have. And so in both of those contexts, I've interfaced with those that are affected by incarceration. And I was praying and fasting with my wife back in March of last year when the pandemic happened, just for wisdom and knowledge about what was next for us. And God opened the opportunity to serve at CLI. And I couldn't be any more excited to be a part of this ministry because it is all about God's word, all about advancing the kingdom through evangelism and discipleship. And as you mentioned in an earlier segment, you know, the prison population nationally and globally is one of the ripest harvests, such a captive audience. I mean, inmates really are in a space and a season where their sin is public record. They're doing time. They have a lot of time to reflect on wrong choices that they've made. And they have the freedom and the ability to spend a lot of time seeking. And our hope is that they're going to be seeking Jesus and find him through the Word of God.
That is awesome. And again, we've got this going on at the Truth Network right now. There's a huge match, $50,000, and we are $37,000 towards that. So if you go to CLI.world, you can see how you can give for Prisoners for Bible. So essentially, the way the match works is, let's say you give $50. Well, you just gave $100, right? Because whatever you put in there, this generous donor is going to match. And so you just go to CLI.world and really join with us. Because I know Stu loves this, and he's investing in it. I'm investing, you know, obviously, it's just a really, really cool thing when you hear the stories, which we're going to hear more stories about the biggest prison break ever, because we got Valerie, Fail, and Scott, who all have their favorites in the Bible. We got the big one coming that happened on Easter. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but we're going to share a lot with you. So stay tuned. So much more coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And today we're so blessed to have with us Heath Plachek with CLI Prison Alliance, as well as Pastor Matthew Sink and my good friend Jerry Mathis from Pinedale Christian Church, who's got this great event. We've been, you know, holding it close to the vest exactly what's going on. But you're going to find out in this segment, I absolutely assure you. But first off, you know, we have a riddle that has to be riddled. Like, what was the best prison break in the Bible? So first off, we have Valerie is in Charlotte. So Valerie, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. So, I believe, for me, it's Paul and Silas.
It was the what?
Paul and Silas.
Oh, Paul and Silas. Yeah, because, I mean, how fun was that? Singing.
Yeah.
Right? The walls came down.
Yeah.
And then how cool that they saved the prison guard master or whatever, you know, whatever term you want to use. Or they helped him. The Lord saved him, but they... Yeah.
To bring salvation. And it's an example that when we're in prison, we praise him. When we're in hard time, we praise him.
Well, that's perfect, Valerie. Absolutely perfect. I love it. Yes. You're a winner.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What a great day.
God bless. Well, next up we have Fail is in Greensboro. So, Fail, you're on the Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning, but she took my Paul and Silas.
Oh, but
yes,
you
I was going to say that was the most important. I think because it happened at midnight. It happened exactly at midnight. And I thought that was so important. And to think that everybody is asleep, including the guard, and then all of a sudden there's an earthquake at midnight. And they all, in fact, the prisoner guard thought that they had escaped the prisoners, but they were all still there. That's the miracle right there. They were all still. How many prisons do you know if your door open wouldn't leave? They were all still there.
Isn't that beautiful? So you know, you did so well. I don't know. You just won the second prize, just right there. How cool, Fail?
Yes.
That's awesome.
God bless you guys. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for what you do. And you know what? I used to do prison ministry in Jersey. And the guys were from 16 to 21. And I told them, I said, don't look at me because I look like I'm all put together. I said, but the only reason I'm not sitting where you're sitting is because I didn't get caught by man.
Wow.
Yeah, I said, God saw things that I've done that were not right. So I didn't get caught by man. It's the only reason I'm not sitting where you sit. I said, but I got caught by God. And now look at me.
That's the biggest, the best jailbreak ever is the one we got.
Yeah. You're a double winner, I think.
Thank you, Fail. God bless you. I appreciate it so much.
God bless you. Thank you.
You have a great, great afternoon. All right. Last up, we got Scott is in Winston-Salem. Scott, what do you think? What's the best prison break in the Bible?
Well, I really enjoyed the answers from both Valerie and Dale. So I'm going to go a different direction here, although I thought that was actually the best jailbreak. I'm going to go Easter morning. It wasn't really a jail. It was more like a tomb, but he did break out. So I'm going to go with that today.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Scott.
Things up a little bit.
Yeah, that was Easter. So, man, we're going to find out about this event now. So God bless you, Scott. I appreciate you calling in and winning again. And you have a great weekend.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Love your show.
Thank you, Scott. Love you calling in, believe me. So, getting back to Pastor Matthew, I think we've held everybody in suspense long enough. So, what is going on at Pinedale, and when is it going on?
I mean, I don't want this to be anticlimactic, because it's not like going to be national headlines, but it is a big deal for our church and I think for our community. You got to remember, a year ago we did not have anybody in the building on Easter Sunday, and I just remember walking down the hall, going to the worship center, and crying on the way. And I'm not embarrassed to say that; just felt so wrong. And we had a good service that morning, and we had great engagement online, and we thanked God for the opportunity. But it just hurt to be apart. I mean, it's Easter, and we wanted to celebrate together. Well, this year we're back in the building, but we still have to stay so spread out. You know, there's still social distancing in place, and we're not quite to the other end of all of this mess we've been in. And so for us to do Easter Sunday inside our building, we would have to do 4 or 5 services. And so we could get everybody in the building, but we're still apart. And so what we decided to do this year is just take church outside. And I'm not talking about like a sunrise service, but what we're doing at 11 o'clock is we are taking one of our parking lots, and it's about an 80,000 square feet parking lot, and setting up a stage at one end and getting sound just right and asking everybody to bring a chair and a blanket. Good grief, bring a grill for tailgating if you want to. That part might be a joke, but maybe not. I guess it depends on what people would put
that
on
would
the grill.
That would be awesome, you know, if you want to do it, Matthew, I'll be there.
Yeah,
it
would be fabulous. If somebody's on the grill, just tell me where you're going to be at.
Let us know.
I'll camp beside them.
But we want our families together, so parents and kids. We want our church family together. We want our community to be together. It's been such an isolated year. And so we're just inviting everybody to come outside. We can spread out and be safe. And people just, I think, will naturally feel safer outside and just have an hour of praise and worship and celebration, because we have a lot to celebrate. You know, I mean, we're celebrating the resurrection of our Savior. And in a sense, at the same time, we're celebrating what God has done with us in the past year. And here we are, we're not out of the woods, but we're definitely on the other side of what's been a long year. And I just think it's time for us to be together and praise with one voice.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And Heath, I think of your guys that are in prison, and you know, can you share another story with us of somebody that got that kind of prison break that actually, you know, to be free from their sin?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people that have been following along with CLI this past year probably saw that we began expanding overseas for the first time in our 25 years of ministry. And there's a story coming out of Philippines that is just really phenomenal. We have a team of volunteer pastors that have gained access into approximately 70 facilities in the Manila capital city area. And since October, they've been going into prisons, donning PPE, and have been doing gospel presentations in front of hundreds of inmates, and then returning in subsequent weeks in smaller groups and journeying through the CLI Bible study curriculum course that we offer. And there was a young man named Daniel who met our lead pastor, John L., over there, and through his preaching, trusted in Christ, and just started developing a relationship with him over the course of several weeks. And he actually was released and then joined that missions group and returned back to the jail he was released from, and has been instrumental in leading others to Christ and discipling them through the Bible study. I just love that story because it speaks to, you know, what we see in Scripture with Jesus and the demoniac man, you know, how everyone would expect Jesus to tell him, come and follow me, and instead it's the opposite. It's stay here and tell everybody what God has done in your life. And we just believe that for so many of the inmates that we serve, their mission field is other inmates that are incarcerated, and while they're serving their sentences, or even on the outside, God's called them because of the story that he's uniquely writing in their life to share Christ with those on the inside, even non-believing prison guards, just everybody. It's such an incredible opportunity to serve God behind bars, even as we learned about the the Paul and Silas story, how they stayed put and served God even when the chains were broken. So that's one that comes to mind, Robbie.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, I love that. That, you know, he can relate to those people in that culture with their language and you know, as only someone, a Filipino, could, right? I mean, it's like God completely mobilizing, and then lots and lots of people, you know, generations, literally, Jerry, generations that are going to be affected. And we get a chance to invest in what God's doing, right? When we get to see what God's doing, we get to invest in that. So CLI.world, that stands for Christian Library International, but it's shorted to CLI.world, and you can see how to give Bibles right now. They have a match going on. And from what I understand, from what, you know, Heath just mentioned, he mentioned a car. I used to sell demoniacs, didn't you? I don't know, you know, those who know I'm the Christian car guy, as soon as I heard demoniac, I thought, well, yeah, I think they build excitement, or they used to. I'm sorry, Heath. I couldn't help it.
Reel Robbie back in here. Okay, I'm drifting.
I love that word, demoniac. Doesn't that, it just sounds good? I've never heard it before.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that Heath just said that I think is so important is, you know, in James it tells us, you know, if you want to make an impact, if we can say, you know, we can all say, you know, I know how you feel, but unless you've really walked those steps in those shoes, you may not know exactly, but you have a pretty good idea, and people relate to that. I mean, because me saying, I know how you feel being incarcerated and what you're going through, I really don't know. But somebody else, I mean, all of a sudden there's power in that. And I think for the last year, 12 months, 13 months of what we've been going through, is like we talked about in the prisons, it's all, you know, the isolation part. And also we as a country have isolated ourselves, and that's why prison ministry is so important. Gathering our churches back together is so important.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So, wow, we got more coming up with Pastor Matthew and Heath. You know, it's going to be a great show, not to mention I think Amy Combo's calling in. So, and you don't hesitate to call in if you got a comment. 866-34-TRUTH. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed to have with us Heath Playcheck. He is with CLI, Prison Alliance. We're talking about Bibles for prisoners, stories along those lines, and all that God is doing there. I think you'll be amazed. I'm so excited to hear more from them, as well as we have Matthew Sink with Pinedale, which talk about a great prison break that we're all experiencing from COVID, not being able to worship together and all that that's going to be going on at Pinedale Easter Sunday. And they're going to have their parking lot set up to have a worship time, right? And I'm personally looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing, Jerry. And so we also have, right this very minute, we have Amy Cabo calling in. She is with The Cure, you know, that's going to be on today at 1 o'clock on the Truth Network. Welcome, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. Did I hear Boris too?
Yes, he's right next to me.
No, always good. So, Amy, you got a cool show lined up, and I know so many of us struggle with money, and now a lot of us have opportunities, right? Because we've been stimulized. Maybe make better choices with our money. So you guys are talking about that today.
Yes, today we have Karen Ford, who's a financial advisor, and we're going to discuss money management, which could be a source of stress or a source of increasing your faith, because somehow she connected to Scripture, which is quite interesting. And I hope it would be helpful to people in this day and age where we've been financially strained through the pandemic and the lockdown.
Yeah, God has much to say on the subject. and so how exciting that you guys are going to delve into that. And again, this is another live show, and one of the joys of being part of the Truth Network is to actually bring ideas or concepts, biblical concepts and ideas out where they can be discussed, where you can get in on the deal and call in live and share what your thoughts are. You know, share how you feel, what God's doing, which we're always like this on Kingdom Pursuit. So you have something you want to say to Heath or something you want to say to Pastor Matthew or Jerry or me. You know, the lines are open. It's 866-348-7884, and they're going to be open again at 1 o'clock for you, Amy and Boris. And so, you know, let me just say that, you know, one of the joys whenever I call in Amy's show, and if you know this, I call in fairly regularly, I always got to talk to Boris because, you know, he's just the part of the package. Like, you get the whole thing. You get Amy and Boris at the same time. So thanks, Amy. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. So getting back to Pastor Matthew, you know, the more I thought about how God, you know, God puts these shows together. I don't know if you know that. I kind of just leave it open for who gets scheduled. And Jerry called me this week and said, hey, you know, we need to talk about what you know, is going on at Pinedale. And I was like, yeah, that's great. And I had given no thought to the fact that, you know, I knew that CLI was going to be on with us because, you know, we've got this campaign going on. It was exciting. But do you not see the prison break that I mean, it's just God's whole theme that he gave us today, Jerry. And, you know, those people that are incarcerated, which we all were. And I loved what Fail said, right? That you know, you were just caught by men.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so, so, so true.
And every one of us can raise our hand because absolutely. I'm so grateful that I'm not judged by man for what all God knows about me and has shown his grace and forgiven me over, because we've all been there and stuff. And I think about the prison. Me and Robbie talked about this just a moment during the break, how what we have gone through as a country and through as a world almost, where we've isolated ourselves and stuff. But yet whenever you have nothing and just those visits and stuff and how much they mean to somebody in prison, and all of a sudden that's taken away. And just the groups going in doing a Bible study. I know Pinedale has a prison ministry where a group is going in once a week, and all of that stopped. I mean, you lost all of that. And then just think of the importance of just having that Bible where you can just go to God's Word, because all of a sudden it's all on them.
Yeah, and I, you know, a lot of them who know me well know that I have a dear, dear friend who's incarcerated for like 15 years. He got out last November. And you know, we'd visit him all the way through, but when COVID hit, no visits, right? And you think about it, and I know for him, in fact, he's coming over tonight for dinner, so I'm kind of excited about that. But he lived for the letters that came, and he lived for the visits, because you're not living for the food, believe me. That if you're in prison, I've never heard anybody say, oh, man, the food's great. It's not, okay? And, you know, you're living under fear of this and that and the other. Now add COVID into the equation, and oh my goodness, and what Heath, you said about this being for such a time, right? They don't have hope to be found in many other, in any, which by the way, none of us do, but they really are. This is for such a time as this, right, Heath?
Absolutely. I'm glad the conversation is heading in this direction, because one of the things that has been unique about CLI since March of last year, when the pandemic really intensified and, you know, the lockdowns occurred, is we've been getting a massive influx of inmates enrolling in our correspondence Bible studies. And a lot of prison ministry volunteers that had been serving on the inside have been coming on board with us and continuing to minister to inmates and be a lifeline by participating in our Bible correspondence course program, where volunteers are receiving inmate Bible study lessons, reviewing them, and offering spiritual encouragement. And that has just been a huge, huge, huge opportunity for the church to not remain locked down, but to actually advance forward. And we've just, you know, I shared earlier about a gentleman that was suicidal. We're seeing so much isolation and depression and suicidal ideations by inmates because of COVID-19. and the lockdowns. It's been incredible to see how God has worked through Christians in those Bible study courses.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Again, it's CLI.world. That's CLI, Christian Library International, which is just CLI.world, and Bibles for Inmates. They're doing a match right now. So, you know, however, you know, God's just blessed this. And they're going through this month with a special emphasis on this match and Bibles for Inmates. But meanwhile, right, we got this big prison break going on, Easter, you know, at Pinedale. And, you know, Matthew, I'm with you. Like, we all shed a tear that churches got hit so hard by, you know, not being able to come together. And I actually teach special needs, as Jerry knows. And we are still on Zoom. But unfortunately, because so many of our students can't do Zoom, you know, our class got cut 2/3. And so to be able to come together, which we're, from what I understand, going to have the first opportunity to come together on Easter, again, is certainly something to celebrate, as freedom was the reason for Passover, that they got out of the, you know, slavery, and we can get out for freedom, right, out of this prison break coming up this Easter at Pinedale.
Absolutely. And listen, the thing about it is that fear is a prison, too, and or it can be. And, you know, as the tide turns on this pandemic and we move into the summer, and I think there's good reason for optimism that on the other side of this, we're almost to a place where people can start coming back out in the sunlight. I think we're going to see a lot of fear that maybe keeps people trapped. But I think what God would say to us is, don't be frightened. We don't need to be reckless, but it's time to get out and stand up for the Lord.
All right. Well, we got to go to another break. We'll be back in just a moment with another section for you to get involved with CLI.world and Pinedale's Easter celebration coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And again, today we're so blessed to have with us Heath Plachek with CLI Prison Alliance, as well as Pastor Matthew Sink with Pinedale and their wonderful, big, huge, you know, celebration of Easter that's coming on Easter Sunday. It's going to be outdoors. They're turning their whole parking lot into a way that people can come back together and worship. So we have another Riddler on the line. We have Ken in Colfax, and he believes he's got the answer to the best jailbreak ever. So, Ken, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Well, that was quick.
It was.
I think that Jailhouse Rock story is the best, but we must not forget about Peter.
No.
Sleeping Peter between the soldiers, and the angel come and guide him, and he went to the house, and they were in there praying. They were praying so hard they didn't believe it. He was there. I think that's kind of miraculous that he was sleeping, assuming he was going to be beheaded the next day. I don't know.
And sleeping soundly.
The whole thing about that story is fascinating.
It says that the angel smote him. So it wasn't like, you know.
That'd wake him up.
You get the picture, like, this is a pretty hard slap. Like, hey, son.
Yeah, when he was sleeping in the garden, the Lord was a little bit more merciful to him than that angel.
And actually, just to show you how asleep he was, if you read the passage carefully, it isn't until the angel leaves that he goes, hey, I think I'm really out of here.
Yeah.
He's still,
and the gate opened by itself. Well, I mean, the angel did it, but.
Yeah, and then the girl, you know, she hears Peter, goes running in, doesn't even open the door for him. He's standing outside. The whole thing.
They said it was his angel. I never have really wondered what that was, if that, you know, because angel meant messenger. I wondered if they just thought it was somebody bringing word from him, or they actually were saying it was a real angel.
Yeah, so we got to get, Beth Ann, have you still got the clap together? Because Ken's answer is just absolutely beautiful. And, you know, when you think about it, yeah, how cool. Because you're an absolute winner. That, you know, this story in particular just tells me that God has a wonderful sense of humor. Because if you can read this and not see the humor in, yeah. You know, and which, by the way, you may know that Isaac's name means laughter, to laugh, and it comes from an overflowing of joy, right? And so who more to overflow with joy than God? I mean, it's just, this is hilarious stuff. So thank you. I appreciate it, Ken. That's a great answer, and I really, really appreciate you listening today.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Pastor, tell us a little bit more about what's going to be going on Sunday morning at Easter.
Our service is at 11 o'clock. It is one service for one church and one community. What we're asking people to do is really to show up before 11, because starting at around 10, there'll be music and entertainment for the kids and things to keep people moving as they come and gather and set up chairs and spread out. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll start in earnest. It's 1 hour. We're going to keep it to 1 hour because people will have kids with them, and at some point that becomes impossible to keep them wrangled. But there's plenty of room to move around, and it's just going to be a fabulous 1 hour of worship and praise and remembering that we serve a Savior who didn't stay in the grave.
Oh, absolutely. And Heath, we got just a few more seconds left. If you could make that, you know, take that to what you wanted to make sure you got said today on Kingdom Pursuits.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Robbie, and thanks for having me on the show. Just wanted to give a final shout-out for our Bible campaign. Through April 4th, we are raising $50,000 to purchase Life Recovery Bibles, and this is the most requested Bible by inmates and chaplains, because it just contains a lot of great material on grief, addictive behaviors, sexual brokenness, divorce, anger, all the common issues that many inmates struggle with. So help us get the Word of God into the hearts and minds of these inmates by helping us purchase these Bibles. And you can do so by going to cli.world and clicking on our homepage banner.
Yeah, it's so easy. cli.world. Again, your gift will be matched. So it says they're giving $50,000, but they're actually giving $100,000. So, you know, if you got $5, whatever you got, whatever you feel like God puts on your heart, it's so easy. Done it myself. You just click on Give Bibles and boom, away you go. And again, you know, someday when we're in heaven, we'll see, you know, what God did with that. As we just think, Jerry, how lucky are we, right?
Yeah. We as humans and we can take things so much for granted, you know, and prison ministry, like I said, never too far out of the reach of God's grace, and that's a huge mission field. And I know that Matthew didn't give us, but 3395 Peters Creek Parkway, Pinedale Christian Church for Easter Sunday, or go to pinedale.church and get all the information there.
There you go. So, oh, thank you so much, Pastor and Heath, for being with us today. And most of all, you guys listening, right? You guys make it so important. I love it when you call in and share. It makes me laugh. And so, wow, you got so much truth coming at you. Encouraging prayer followed by Masculine Journey for those in Winston-Salem. And then Nikita Koloff. Oh, wait till you hear his Easter show. Easter with Koloff.
This is the Truth Network.